This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am Sal. I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are getting ready to talk the Bad Batch mid-season finale double episode extravaganza. Does that make you happy, Lizzie?
What? The ganza, ganza.
Like double episode of
Bad Batch. Yeah. I was happy because like the first, kind of non-spoilers, but like the first one left like a cliffhanger, and I was like, at first I was like, no, and I was like, oh, the second one.
Oh, I have to wait. So no, I don't.
Yeah. So I was like, yes, awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I really like these two episodes. Not new characters, like characters from Clone Wars come back here, and it's really cool.
And not just one, like a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and like in both episodes. So that was really cool. The episodes are called The Clone Conspiracy and Truth and Consequences, and those are 7 and 8 of The Bad Batch Season 2. Before we get into them, though, real quick. Hit you with the business. Check out theroguerebels.com. Make sure you go and like our Facebook page. And we have, check us on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels. And anywhere else is Twitter. And we are Rogue Rebels fam over there because somebody took The Rogue Rebels, and that's unfortunate. I still haven't been able to get it. Maybe one day.
Yes.
Our Twitter has no blue check mark, so we may or may not be notable. Just so everybody knows. How's Star Wars Geek Girl going?
Star Wars Geek Girl is going good. We're doing podcasts, talking about Bad Batch right now. I'm sure when, you know, Mandalorian comes out, we'll talk about Mandalorian. That's really cool. The Star Wars Geek Girls tried to play... Have you heard of Red Dead Redemption?
Yes, Eric Struthers will not shut up about it.
Oh, right, yes.
I have absolutely heard of Red Dead Redemption.
Yes, so I am just playing the story, and the story is so frustrating. I'm sorry, Struthers, but like the beginning, because the beginning is like kind of how you feel with, or felt with Far Cry 6. Like the beginning is just so slow. Like, but this one is like 10 times slower. It's like 2 hours of just like walking in snow. Hey, this is how you shoot someone. Did you know you can punch? Like, it's really annoying, but I'm getting through it. But the Star Wars Geek Girls tried to do Red Dead Online. And, you know, the first time, like, Zoe was like, hey, come play Red Dead with Zoe, with Safi and I. And I was like, oh, I'm out right now, but later. So the second time, I was like, okay, let's play. And then I got on, and then Zoe texted me, and she was like, I just realized it is not cross-platform. All right. So we did not get to play. Yeah. But
it's like the first Silent Hill movie. Like, you're there, and she's there, but you're not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that happened in the second one, too, but not really. Like, for some reason, the mom was in the mirror?
That's the first one.
I don't know. No, it's the second one. Well, yes, it's the first one, but it's also the second one.
Okay.
Because the dad can talk to her through the mirror.
So.
That's the one I watched. I know that one. But yes. Yes, that's Star Wars Geek Girl. We're doing good.
Cool. You guys are excited about Rogue clones and things like that?
Yes. I'm sure we are very excited about Captain Rex.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, as is everybody. Let's see. Make sure if you've listened to past couple episodes, you heard us talk about our lightsaber friend, our Saber Guild buddy, Rob Yanagihara, who just had a stroke. There's a GoFundMe up, so it's in the show notes, it's on our website, it's on our social medias. So if you check around, you can like find it. And if you can share that or donate, whatever you can do, help a lightsaber buddy out. He's a Sith, but we won't hold that against him. We had it was another good Fight Night Friday over at the Blue Harvest Pod Twitch, because we were streaming some Street Fighter V, and I was playing with Inferior Ken again, because I haven't played the game. So my Ken doesn't have a gi. He has, like athletic top, and so he looks lame. So I have to fight with Inferior Ken, and they have all these cool gis and, like, armor and stuff unlocked, because they're, like, play the game way more than me. And I'm like, what happened to just his regular gi? Like, I used to play with Ken, and he just had a red gi. He looked fine. He looked cool. And sometimes I have to play with Ryu because I just can't stand not having a gi. But, you know, it's good times. Vanessa Marshall stopped by. So, like, ooh, it was a fun video game, punching, kicking, all kinds of nonsense.
Did Hera beat you up?
Not yet, but she is downloading Street Fighter V. She was like, okay, you know, it'll be here in 2 weeks, so you guys better get ready. And we were like, all right, you know. So, yeah, good times. Nice. Also, keep an eye on our TikToks, because I have been playing Fortnite and saving a lot of silly videos that I plan on releasing. And I just
released I saw one. Them.
That was funny.
I saw one of them. It was very good.
In my opinion, it was comic genius, Lizzie.
It was. So it was very good.
News. Not really any news that had anything to do with this, but did you see the announcement for Star Wars Visions Volume 2?
No.
Well, let me elaborate. It's coming May 4th.
May 4th.
Yeah, so like way sooner than, you know, last time it was in August or something like that. So I assumed it was coming during the summer, but we're getting it in May 4th, so.
Last time it was like November.
Maybe it was September.
Because it was when I was at Disney, that was fall semester, so.
Okay.
Yeah, September, November, December.
Well, it came out in August then. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Anyway, I thought it was going to be in the summer, and it is like in the summer, but way sooner. Mm-hmm. So, we already knew that it was 9 new shorts from 9 studios from around the globe and all that kind of stuff. They announced the studios and like what they're working on. So I found a list that has a little bit like more detailed, because a lot of them just have the studios. But if you go over to StarWars.com, they have a lot more info. So like I said, May the 4th. So we have The Sith from the studio El Guiri, which I believe is from... Let's see, now I have to go back and forth. I believe that's Spain.
Huh. El what?
El Guiri.
Guiri.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't exist yet.
Oh.
But that's the... They're making
Wait,
a short...
Wait, that's title. Not the studio? Wait, yeah, what's the studio?
El Guiri.
Then how does it not exist?
I'm sorry. The Sith. The
okay, I was like, I was looking up the studio. Okay.
Yeah, so they did that. Them. They, I think they made Troll Hunters and La Luna.
Oh.
Stuff like that. So.
Oh.
Then there's another one called Screecher's Reach, and it's from a studio called Cartoon Saloon, which apparently, is that the one that's a, maybe that's not it. But which one of these... One of these Cartoon Saloon, where are they from? See, now I have to go back and forth. Okay, let me just
cartoon
go
through this what? Real
quick. El Guiri is from Spain. Cartoon mm-hmm. Saloon is from Ireland. Punk Robot is from Chile. R. Ardaman is from United Kingdom. Studio Mir, South Korea. Studio La Cachette is from France. 88 Pictures is India. The Art Stagio is from Japan. And Triggerfish is from South Africa. And Art Stagio's short was created in collaboration with Lucasfilm LTD, which is the United States. So I don't know what that means. Maybe that one's going to be
something. I don't know. Okay, Screecher's Reach is Cartoon Saloons. They worked on something like Wolfwalkers, Father's Dragon. So there's a lot.
Okay, Song of the Sea. I know there's a Studio Ghibli movie that I think it was Only Yesterday. Whenever I watch Only Yesterday, there's always the advertisement or like a trailer for Song of the Sea. And I wanted to watch it, but that's a Cartoon Saloon.
Cartoon Saloon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's who's doing Screecher's Reach. And then we got In the Stars from Punk Robot.
Punk Robot?
Yeah, those are the ones from... That's the studio from Chile.
Hmm.
And then we got I Am Your Mother from Aardman.
Hmm.
I believe Aardman are the people that do Wallace and Gromit. Which I don't know what that means, but if we get like a stop motion Star Wars thing, that would be pretty crazy.
In the style of Aardman animations?
Aardman. It just says Aardman.
Oh, but A-A-R-D, yeah. Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's them. Yeah, man. That's them. Yeah, man. That's hey, cool. Man. That'll be cool.
Now we got Journey to the Dark Head from Studio Mir. M-I-R, yeah.
M-I-R.
And now we have... And then The Spy Dancer from Studio La
Cachette. Oh! Studio Mir did... Mm-hmm. What is this? What's the name? Voltron? They did Legend of Korra, I think, too. Oh,
that I've seen.
Pretty sure. What animes have... Harley Quinn, Legend of Korra, Boondocks, Young Justice... The Witcher, Dragon's Blood, Think Like a Man. I don't know that one. That's a pretty big studio. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Voltron. Oh no, they're doing. It says like Star Wars Vision. So I was like, oh, they did one before? No, yeah, it's like upcoming.
Okay. So the yeah. Spy Dancer is Studio La Cachette. I think that's the French one.
They do a lot of Batman stuff. Not this studio, the studio before.
Right. Let's see. Then we got The Bandits of Golok, and that's from 88 Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have The Pit, and that's the D'Art Stagio and Lucasfilm. And the co-director is Justin Ridge, who we know very well from Star Wars Resistance, Star Wars Rebels, and the Clone Wars. Like, he's one of the... Yeah, there you go. Executive produced Emmy-nominated series, Star Wars Resistance, Star Wars Rebels, Storks, sure. The Cleveland Show, Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Storks.
Avatar, The Last Airbender. Okay.
Hmm.
And then we have Ao Song by Triggerfish.
Triggerfish. Is that just Cape Trigger?
Triggerfish.
Studio. Trigger.
From the award-winning BBC film Stickman, Revolting Rhymes, and Highway Rat. So yeah. So we got 9 new things coming. And then and it looks like all brand new studios. No, you know, some people were like, well, maybe like 1 or 2 studios will do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people might have been like, where are we gonna see the 10th Jedi? Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look that way. I'm really curious about the one that's working with Lucasfilm. Because, like, why? Like, what?
Why are you special?
Why are you special? What is it about you? Studio that I can't pronounce.
Interesting.
But still, Visions, I'm looking forward to quite a bit. Because, you know, season 1 was rad.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Which one was your favorite again? The Bride?
From season 1, or volume 1, I'm sorry. I guess probably The Princess Bride, even though The Duel might be my favorite one now, but that's because like there's a comic, there's a book, there's like that world got expanded a lot and made me love it more.
Yeah.
Whereas like the other ones don't really get that treatment, even though I feel like there's plenty more to tell. But like The Village Bride, like on screen, is gorgeous, and the music is perfect. Like everything about that episode is a really... extremely well done.
Mm. I liked Toby.
Yeah, T-O-B one. That was a good one, too.
Very I like Mega
the
music. Man.
Yeah, it's like so Mega Man. I like the music in that one. Every now and then I'm like listening to like Vision's music, and like I can always tell like right away when the music for that one comes up. Because I have like Spotify non-professional. So when I put like The Village Bride, it plays like all Visions. Like you can't just pick one.
Yeah.
Then sometimes plays like other random crap, and I'm like, get out of here. random anime that I have no interest in. Oh, I only get 6 skips an hour. This is nonsense. I'll come back in an hour. So yeah. Volume 2 of Visions. That means we're going to have... That's going to be pretty soon after Mando / everything else is done. You know what I mean? So we're not going to have a lot of time without Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, Mando comes March 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us... Is that Wednesday? Okay. Mando, 2, 3. Generally, we get 8 of those. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's like a week and a half. That's like a week without Star Wars.
Dang. You know?
And maybe like
what will we do?
The week after that is probably going to be the like, hey, looking at, you know, Mando special feature or whatever. Sometimes they do that. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? But right now, we got the Bad Batch.
Yes.
And we got 2 episodes to talk to, so I guess we should get to it. Do you have any other news you're interested in? I know.
No, I just... Pedro Pascal right now is getting a lot of love on TikTok.
He did SNL.
Yeah, he's... Isn't he, like, hosting SNL?
Yeah, that was last night, Lizzie. SNL stands for Saturday Night Live. That was yesterday.
I don't know. I don't keep up with that. I just see them on TikTok.
Yeah. So he did it last night, and I saw a bunch of the little things popped up on the on like YouTube.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you see the one where he's like a professor, and he's like, don't make fancy, sparkly edits of me. And it's just all TikTok. I don't think you've gotten... on your TikTok for you page.
That one I haven't seen.
But they're really, really funny. Because it's just like Pedro Pascal in some kind of like funny news. It's really, I don't know how to describe it.
He had a pretty good like monologue. Like they always do an opening monologue. And his was very much like, oh, you know, like he had a bunch of stuff. But he was like, oh, you know, I'm getting used to like being recognized. But it's like kind of weird because... You know, a guy walks up to me and he'll be like, oh, like my kid loves you. And like, that's really cool. And I'll be like,
oh yeah.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. But then like all of a sudden I'm FaceTiming with his kid and he's like, the kid loves Mandalorian. The kid doesn't know who I am because through the whole show I have my helmet on. You know, and
yeah.
He's like, can you do the line? And he's like, and I try to do the line, but like without the helmet, it kind of just sounds silly because it's kind of like a silly voice. So I'm just like, I can bring you in warm. Or I can bring you in cold to like an 8-year-old over a FaceTime and I'm standing in the middle of the street. Anyway, so it was like pretty funny, pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some good like skits. Did you see the Mario Kart one?
I did. I also really liked the Granny one.
Oh, the Granny one was the best one. But I was dying at the girl from Temecula one.
Girl, like, I don't think I saw that one.
There was like one of this girl from Temecula, but it's like... The whole skit is she's just like cutting her steak on the table and like the whole table's moving.
Oh,
and,
like, yes.
They just keep laughing and like breaking
character. I did see that one.
She's like, I like my meat cooked.
Yeah, I think it's funny because she just, or not her, like Pedro, he just like broke character. He breaks character a lot.
Yeah. And did you see the hospital one?
I did.
Yeah, hospital one was good too. Yeah. That was good. That was almost Californians worthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was very Californians.
Yes, I needed that. The Californians. All right, now that we've covered Pedro on SNL, are you ready to move on the Bad Batch in another planet thing?
Yes.
Place.
Yes. This Bad is a Batch.
Podcast about a Bad Batch. And we're going to do it. So here it goes. Bad Batch.
The Clone Conspiracy.
Clone Conspiracy. So right away, clones. Like,
And I was waiting for
the lots of them.
I thought, okay, what did you think? Like, when you, we're just going straight into spoilers. These are good episodes. Watch them. There is no, like, I don't want to go, oh, my spoiler-free thoughts were, I thought this was an amazing episode, and you should watch. Just watch these. These are, like, I feel like they're very important for the show, but also just really good. So, you know.
Yeah. Because I was telling, I think I was telling you, but also Zoe, I was like, the last few episodes, like, were really, really good, and I really, really love them. They didn't contribute much to the story, but I don't need it to. Well, like, they, I just loved it, you know?
Yeah.
It's
like, but they don't contribute to this overall huge story, but they were, like, beautiful things for the characters. Or, like, things, like, for growth. And that's good to see. Like, I really liked the episodes where, like the racing one in particular. Tech gets so much time to shine. And it's like, when the whole crew, although he did a lot of stuff in these two episodes too, but like, normally they're all sort of competing for that space and time, and they're working as a unit, and sometimes they don't get a lot of individual moments. So like, when you take away two of the characters are on a chicken run or whatever they were doing.
Chicken nugget run.
Yeah, chicken nuggets. And you just have Wrecker and Tech and Echo, like, all of a sudden, like, they get so much more room to breathe, and Tech really gets to shine. I really enjoy that. Like, I like seeing the I like the characters. That's why I like the show. If I didn't care about them, I wouldn't be watching it. Like, it doesn't, like, I don't need Luke Skywalker to show up for this to be important to me. Because, like, I care about what the Bad Batch is going through. I like when Omega interacts with other young people, like Gunji.
Or just people in general with this episode too. But these two episodes, like, really contributed to the story, and I think it was really good. Even if, like, they didn't get anywhere, like, if anything, it just, everything went bad, which is also kind of an interesting thing to see, because it's not always sunshine and rainbows, unfortunately. But yeah, I liked all of the clones, and like, we talked about it in the family, because, you know, mom's a lawyer and such, but like, there's a lot of groups in Star Wars that don't have a lot of rights, like, you know, droids, clones, like, all of them. They have no representation in this at all, so it was really interesting to see the politics of that.
Yeah. And that's something that's cool, because, like I said, like, there's that book I have, I think it's Scum and Villainy, and they talk about, like, how when Boba got arrested, they were just going to, like, put him away forever, because, like, he didn't, like, they weren't going to give him a trial, because they were like, oh, he's not a citizen, he doesn't deserve a trial, like, he's not a person, he's a clone, he's property of the Republic. And there was a real drawn-out fight for, like, about clones being considered property. And, like, I think that's a really cool thing to, like, pull upon, and it shows up in the Padme books by E.K. Johnston as well. Like, I mean, spoilers if you haven't read the book, but it's fine. Like, if you've seen Revenge of the Sith, you know Padme passes away, and like, among her, you know, somebody's going through her stuff at one point, and like, all, like, there's so much of her, like, unfinished work, and it was like, you know, things like legislations that she was going for, and one of the things is like clone rights and citizenship, and like, you know, personhood. Like, she was also fighting for clones, for their rights too, you know what I mean? Like, and I really thought that was cool, and I think it's cool that it gets touched on over here.
We see like two clones, and they're, I like that the clones have like a little area to themselves.
This was in the, like, last, a bar
of, it was,
yeah, that's in like the Fives episodes.
I just like that they're all, like, they're just there. Yeah.
I don't
they're
know.
They're all together.
I forgot. It's called the 79, and I'm still trying to figure out what that means. Because I know it meant something. You know, if I went back to the Clone Wars episode guide for that episode, it would be like, the episode, the bar is called 79, and that's the response to, like, in 1979, when they started writing Empire Strikes Back. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's something to do with some sort of something.
Something of something.
Yes. Get at me.
Yes. But there's two clones, and one of them is talking about, like, how he can't stand it anymore. Like, what they did on Kamino was wrong. Apparently, like, the Empire just said, like, oh, well, Kamino got destroyed by a storm. Yeah. That's the most dumbest lie possible. And somehow everyone ate it up. Everyone was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I like man. How people were like, oh, man, it's always storming there. That makes total sense.
Yeah, like, yeah. What? That's, I don't know. I just thought that was, like, absolutely ridiculous. And then, but anyway, so that there's, I guess, a few clones that feel guilt from it. Mm-hmm. And so this guy was like, yeah, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to say something. And his name is Cade. Which I like the name Cade.
So you know Cade is like another Star Wars name from Legends?
Skywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But isn't his spelled with a K?
Nope.
No?
No, the same lame. Mortal Kombat, we don't spell random things with a K.
What? But it's cooler with a K.
Okay, Mortal Kombat.
What do you mean?
That's what Mortal Kombat does. They spell everything with a K.
Okay.
Like, it's so cool.
Hmm. Anyway, they
continue.
But there's Cade, and then there's Slip. Mm-hmm. And Slip is the one that's like, no, just keep your head down. It's fine. Don't. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. And so Cade did something. I don't know. I think he was trying to talk to Rampart. He threatened Rampart about releasing the information, which I think is so dumb.
Bad move.
Like, if he was going to do that, he might as well have told the Republic this. Or, sorry, the Republic. Like, any senator or any important figure this before and then threatened him. I don't know if
some,
he like, really wanted to.
You. Like, you need some ready to go stuff. You know, if I don't check in, then, like, this will go public, bro.
Yeah, like, he just was like, yeah, I talked to him. Mm-hmm. Everything went fine.
Yeah,
it's all cool.
The guy who did the bad thing and said, I'm going to tell people about the bad thing you did later.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, I'm not going to do it right now. Don't worry. I'm going to do it later. Oh, I haven't already done it.
Yeah, I haven't. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Just relax. But yeah, then there's a sniper. And I thought it was going to be Crosshair, but yeah. Then later things happen.
Right.
But, you know, the whole time I was like, oh, it's Crosshair.
It's not Crosshair.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. But,
he
yeah,
like.
The whole time I thought it was Crosshair. I was like, it's got to be Crosshair.
Like,
he's doing sniper things.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he just got a new helmet or something. But Cade gets shot in the back, which you very gracefully, you gave us a photo of his hat being blown off.
His hat. Thank you. just want everybody to know that his hat gets blown off. That we have not seen, like, we have not seen a shot of this magnitude since, what is it, Cordae gets her shoes blown off in episode 2.
That's what made me so mad these few episodes. I don't get that, like, how these bullets and, like, what areas they're more effective in or not. They confuse me so much. Like, because I just got shot in the arm. Like, that's
like,
lame.
That's like his chest. Who are you talking about?
Cade. That's like his
that's not
back.
His arm, bro.
That's like
that's
his shoulder. Back shoulder. Even then, that's still his back. How does he die from that?
Like, your lungs are connected to your torso. So anywhere in the torso is pretty bad.
But it's not like the blaster bolt goes through. It just singes your skin.
No, I don't think that's true.
It doesn't go through.
It definitely doesn't come out the other side, but I think it gets in there.
And then, but then there's also some times where some people get shot on the shoulder and they're fine. And then there's other shots where they get shot in the same shoulder and they're dead.
I think you're confusing shoulder with torso.
No. There's so, like, yeah. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I mean, I think shoulder shot, like, anything on your extremities is, like, usually not deadly. I mean, I know there's a femoral artery in your leg that you can bleed out.
And then how did he miss the head?
He wasn't aiming for the head.
Right?
But why not?
Maybe he was just trying to kill him through the lungs, through the back of his heart.
But, you know, if I knew that the blaster bolts were as finicky as heck in Star Wars, I would just always aim for the head. I would not aim for anywhere else.
Well, look, that's where they shot, what's his name? And he lived, right? The last season, they shot the other guy in the head. The guy on Ryloth, the senator.
Ryloth, senator?
Yeah. The big blue guy, Unfreta. They shot him in the head. He's an Evader book later.
I don't get it.
He's fine.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, he gets shot. His hat blows off.
Yay.
I'm
sorry, boo. Boo. Yay for the hat. Boo for the man.
slips and jumps because he's also getting shot at. Mm-hmm. But he knows. I mean, that he knew already. But now, like, he double knows, I guess? I don't know. And so he, like, does some parkour, like, grabs a speeder and jumps off before the sniper can snipe him.
Nice. He escaped.
Yeah.
He ran away from me in Fortnite.
Yeah.
But I got one kill.
Yeah. And then there's the senators doing senatorial things.
Yeah, but they're talking about, like, this new bill or whatever that they're trying to pass is... So they can conscript an army. Because they're like, well, the clones are like becoming outdated or whatever. And by that, I guess they mean getting old. And yeah. Now that like Kamino's gone, like they can't make any more of them. So they're like, we need a better army. You know, they're talking about making a conscripted army and all that. And this Senator Pamlo is like, no, there are more pressing things we need to know. She's opposing the bill. Do you recognize her?
I do not.
She is the one in Rogue One.
Pamlo?
Yeah.
Oh!
I saw her immediately and I was like, that's sense. She's the one in Rogue One.
I was wondering why it was panned to her. I was like, I don't know who this is. And why are you like, showing me this?
And I could not, I was like, is that Senator Pamlo? And then the guy's like, well, Senator Pamlo, that may be fine on your world, but like, and I was like, yes it is! And how do I know that name? I only read the visual guide twice.
I think it's so funny though, because those senators were helping me out because, you know, first, that lady was like, Pamlo. And then Senator Chushi comes in, and I forgot her name, but I was like, yeah, I know that one. She's so cool. I love her, but I don't remember her name. And then the other senator was like, thank you, Senator Chushi. And I was like, you're helping me out.
The Senator Chushi.
Yeah, but they kept saying the names, and I was like, thank you for reminding me.
I just love that scene in Rogue One, because there's like the one guy in the back who's like, what is she proposing? Like that one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let the woman talk. It's good time.
Admiral Rampart wants to put this bill. And Senator Chuchi is like, what about the clones? Mm-hmm. And she's talking about, you know, just like the clone retirement and how they're gonna like live after they get tossed aside.
She's not even really like opposing the bill per se. She's more like trying to make sure the clones are taken care of. So I thought that was interesting, because she wasn't like, no, we don't no longer need an army, why are we trying to army?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she was like, no, what about the clones? Like, they fought for us. You know, and later it becomes clear that, like, she's very much trying to help the people.
By
people, I mean clones.
Yes. I liked that. And I thought it was interesting because, you know, Admiral Rampart was like, okay, fine. Well, we'll discuss it later. But apparently that bill is, like, something that they need as soon as possible because of all the, like, rebel groups that are popping up that are considered to be rumors, but they're not rumors. And that blue guy is a jerk.
Mazamita.
I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Never liked him. Mm-hmm. But Palpatine isn't there at all. So I'm wondering where Palpatine is at this point. Like, is he just not attending the meeting?
Like he doesn't show up to this. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I'll do the thing. I will just be in my room reading books on the dock. He's like, I'm sure I'm signing important papers or whatever. You're like,
Very busy. Yeah. Emperor. Excuse me. Lot of work to do.
But yeah. Clone Trooper. Stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's more of that thing of like, they're already doing this. Like, we already know that they're making Stormtroopers. So I think it's like they need this to pass. Like, I think it's one of these not quite retroactive, but they need, you know, so that they don't get in trouble. All this shit has to go through, or else there's going to be like more repercussions and rebellion or whatever. And yeah, if the Senate finds out, then there's going to be a big stink about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the vibe that I get.
Yeah, it's also just like, yeah, I don't know. It's just Admiral Rampart is like getting threatened left and right about it.
Yeah. But like Mazamita is threatening him, but he's like, if you screw this up, then I'm in trouble too. Like,
yeah.
So like, it's very much like, and I think that's what it is. I think it has to do with the, like, it takes 20 years for them to entirely disband the Senate.
Yeah. So
at this point, they still have to like let the Senate do what it does.
Well, cause they like start killing them, right?
Well, I mean, in the beginning of, what do you call it? Of A New Hope. They're like, the Emperor has dissolved the Senate. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that has to do with the fact that, like, you know, I don't know, Bail Organa or Leia or whoever is like the, and when Mon Mothma leaves the Senate, like, so the I bet you they're like, well, these people are corrupt. We just need to get rid of them. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, it's probably why or how they do that. But yeah. It takes so much like years to get to that point to where they can do that. Cause like, if they try to take power, the people will fight back, as we saw on that little planet with that really cool girl with the mask. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, she just wanted her planet to be free. So you can't just, like, take it from people. You have to, like, trick them into giving it up. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if your pictures are out of order, but I think they are. But they're not out of order, but you skipped a huge thing.
Okay, what is it?
So... I think this is where Chuchi does go to the bar and is like, hey guys, like to the 79 bar, and it's like, hey guys, mm-hmm. So what do you guys want on your retirement plan? And then they're like, oh, one is kind of resisting. He's like, no, I just want to be in the army. Just let me be in the army. Just let me fight.
He's like, I want to fight.
And he's like, you are going to get old. Like, especially because they age 2 times faster.
Right.
Like, so that's even worse. They're going to get older sooner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she's like, well, you're not going to always be in the fight. Like, you're going to get old. And then what happens then? Like, you need, like, when you get decommissioned, you need money to live. You need... like, maybe a house, perhaps, some food. Like, it's, you know, it's going to be harsh once you're just kicked out. Mm-hmm. With no money, nothing to do.
And then, like, a few of them, they start talking to her. But she says something really cool. She's like, you know, you guys fought for us, so now I want to fight for you. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
Which I like, because in the episodes that we see her in Clone Wars, like, she does get help from clones.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. I like that she's, like, fighting for their rights. It's very nice.
I like that this is, like, her thing. You know.
She reminds me of Padme.
Yeah, a little bit. But she also, like, kicked it with Ahsoka, too. Like, so she has a lot of their sort of, like, problem solving skills, I think.
Yes.
You know, and like trying to find those ways, you know, and she was like she became a senator because they stabbed the other senator to death or whatever, like, because he kept trying to kill people on that little moon.
Yeah.
And she was like, now we're good. Put his helmet on a stick. Let's go or whatever.
Yeah. And that's where at the end, when she's about to leave, Slip, like, tells her, like, hey, by the way, they blew it up. They destroyed everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah. She's like, what? Someone would have come forward. And I was like, dude, he's literally coming forward.
He's doing it right here. Now. Well, he's kind of hiding, but he is coming forward and hiding at the same time, if that could be a thing.
Like, I don't know. What more do you want? Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's like, what? That's yeah. crazy.
And also, it's like daylight. So to me, I was like, did she stay there all night, like talking to the clones and like writing down what they need? Like, that's dedication.
I think so. Yeah.
I like that.
All-nighters mm-hmm. for the clones. But yeah, so he tells her he goes into hiding. And his code number is like CT0709.
Okay.
I believe. And he says that he was stationed or like assigned on the ship that General Rampart was on. So yeah, but then,
cause she's like, well, would you be able to like testify? And he's like, yeah, well, but you don't need, she's like, no, we need to help if this is true. And he's like, no, you don't need me. I backed up the Venator logs or something. You know, it's on the Rampart's Venator Star Destroyer.
Yeah, that was after she goes to talk to General Rampart.
Oh, okay.
She goes to talk to General Rampart, and she's like, okay. Let's discuss. Like,
again, another person goes to talk to General Rampart and threaten him before, like...
Literally!
You know, everybody, you need to stop going like, we'll see about this. Hey, are you lying, sir? I told you he wasn't lying. Although she seems to be, like, much more competent. But
yeah, but still. Like still it was like you don't have to say that. Now he's suspicious.
Yeah, you don't want him to know that you're on his trail.
Yeah, there was a lot of questionable things. But she gets an email from Senator Organa. And I was like, and I was saying this in my head. I was like, dude, like all these people, like they might, like they know this crucial information and they're going straight for like the lion.
Yeah, but they also don't know who they can trust. You know what I mean?
Right. But like they might as well, like especially for the people, like those two senators that just so happen to be against the bill, it might be good.
Right,
they might be cool.
That's fair. Oh, and the two ones that are all, like, super in support of the bill, did you notice they're from that other episode where they're all being jerks for the banking clan?
That makes sense.
They're, like, from these other episodes in Clone Wars where they were, like, totally on the take. So, it was good to, like, I don't even remember their names, but I just remember their faces. Like, I think the Ishi Tib is the one that, like, pipes up during a meeting, and the other guy's like, no one cares what you think. Like, it's a really funny line like that. And I was like, roasted. Boom! Roasted!
Yeah. But so she goes to General Organa, or General. Why do I keep saying General? Senator Organa is like, hey, so the clone told me this. And Organa's like, that makes sense. Yeah, all right. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But he's like, kind of but he's also discussion. Like, do you have any proof? She's like, nah.
Yeah, and, they, well, and then what happened? The Organa is like, oh, yeah, by the way, if you are looking for him, other people are most definitely looking for him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, then that poor clone. General Rampart's talking to the sniper.
The assassin.
Yes. And just telling him, like, don't make sure it doesn't come back. Trace back to me and blah, blah, blah. And then to kill the senator. Which, again, is, like, not the best move. Like, I guess,
but this
I don't
is,
know.
Like, what they do. Remember they were trying to kill, like, you know, like this straight up. They were trying to kill Bail. They were trying to kill Padme. They were trying to kill Satine. Anytime this happens and stuff is about to get out, they keep trying to smoke these people before the information gets out.
Right, but like, I feel like if I was in the Star Wars world, I would be a great detective because I would be like, okay, so who is in favor of the bill and who is not in favor of the bill? All right, who did Senator Chuchi go to meet? Admiral Rampart? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, he's definitely the killer. Like,
I was going to say, like, because I was thinking about the other, I was thinking about not Admiral Rampart. I was thinking about the other two idiots. And I was like, we're not going to find anything there. But Bail is like, follow the money. Like, that's
yeah. Bail understands.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So,
but he also doesn't like come clean either, like, because he doesn't know if he can trust her.
Oh, bless you, Ed. Salute. Bless you. Is he hanging out with you?
Yeah, he is now.
Is mom not near?
No, mom is not near.
He must really love you.
I think he just wants to podcast.
Ah, makes sense, makes sense.
He was like, the episode, I believe, was super cool. Favorite
part was really... Oh, this is... Spoilers, but Echo, do you know that you leave the group?
Spoilers.
But yes, so then the senator finds the clone, and then of course they're in like open field, openness, and then he gets shot and dies. Yeah,
but when she finds him, he's like, oh no, if you could find me, then they can find me too, and he like has his guards with him and stuff.
Yeah, he's very paranoid. It's kind of fun, like not fun, but like fun to see people go crazy in Star Wars, especially when they get really, really paranoid. I don't know.
It kind of reminded me of Fives. Like, remember, that's what Fives is doing, running around trying to figure out who you could trust.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough world out there for clones and just for people who know too much information.
Apparently. Yeah, they disappear.
Yeah. Which is, like, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but it's interesting that the Empire just, like, allowed these clones to continue living even after they know this information and decided to lie about it. Like, I guess later they're just like, oh, we'll just kill them later. But they might as well have just, like, killed them all then and been like, oh, the clones, they got caught in Kamino Storm. Whoops.
Right, right. Well, they did kill a few on Kamino. Obviously.
Yeah.
But they also, like... they can still use them to a certain extent. Like, they're decommissioning them, but remember, they're also having them train the stormtroopers and things like that. So, like, for the most part, they're still using them, even though they're like, well, you got, like, a couple years left, tops.
Yeah.
You know? Like, while they get ready for the new model or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I mean, maybe some of them aren't... like, obviously, the ones in the... there's a few in a bar, and some of them are like, I just want to fight. So, like, what is it exactly? Like, is that dude just not shipping out to the battlefield? He's got to stay and teach these other people? Or, you know, are there not enough battlefields to ship the... you know what I mean? Like,
what's... I think he was maybe just scared to not be able to fight anymore. Right,
right. And I think the orders have changed, because it's not really war anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, even though there are rebellion cells popping up, and also, like, they're just overtaking random worlds that they need resources from, as we saw in a few episodes ago.
Yeah. Which I think is happening. Weird that they want to have stormtroopers, even though they're stealing so many resources. They no longer have senators. Like, they can very much just keep having clone troopers. Like, I still don't get why they don't, and why they want just random people.
Well, the idea is that it's too expensive to make them, right?
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But it's definitely not for them. Especially when they control multiple
like,
worlds.
It's not that they couldn't afford it, but it's that they just don't want to spend the resources. It's easier just to find people and throw crappy armor on them and give them blasters and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess.
They have so much more people. They don't need 20 years to grow them. Just anybody of fighting age, they can conscript into service.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I think that's... it's almost like they're going from, like, these very expensive, specialized clones. They're better fighters. They're better warriors. They're trained and bred for battle. But they're mass-producing their war machine. They're no longer having good armor, good troopers, good systems. Now they're just like a billion TIE fighters. They don't have shields. It's fine. You know, a billion stormtroopers. They're not really good. That's fine. There's a billion of them. Almost like the droid. It's like they're going back to the droid army idea. Remember, droids were good because they were so cheap and there was so many of them. So they outnumbered the clones, but the clones were better. Mm-hmm. But the droids were cheaper. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, you needed a million of them to kill a Jedi. So, like, they're doing that again, except for the whole galaxy. So, like, I understand the idea and what the Empire is doing. It's mass producing all this stuff so it can be everywhere. But it's like, you could do, but like, you could use the clones you have.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, once you throw people into the mix, like, these clones are people. They don't want to be replaced. They don't want to lose their jobs or livelihoods, and they don't know anything else. You know what I mean? Other than fighting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and maybe they're not even fighting for what they believe in anymore. You know, some of them that have worked with people who fostered, like, the clones are almost like droids. We were talking a little bit about their what is the word?
Humanity?
Yeah, but like obviously they're people. And some clones have stronger personalities than others because of, like, the Jedi that they were with. And then we were also talking about droids. It's like the same thing with droids. Like, Imperial droids are robots and they don't have personality because they don't treat them like people. They're treated like robots. You know, R2 and 3PO have a personality because they're treated like people. You know, L3 has a personality because she's treated like a person. Like, the clones are almost the same way. If you treat them like weapons, then they won't be anything but a weapon, maybe. You know what I mean? That's why some of them are different and some of them, like, do their own thing.
I don't know.
There's something there. I don't quite have my finger on it, but I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I just think that
it's complicated.
Good thing on their part. Like, clones are specialized for that certain purpose. Mm-hmm. And they did good in the Clone Wars, you know. They probably would do good if they, you know, I don't know. That's just my take.
Now they just need to, like, occupy every world.
Yeah.
Know, and they only have 1 million more well on the way or whatever.
Only.
So they need like 1 million for every world or whatever.
Yeah.
Or system or who knows what. Not to mention that they age out twice as fast. So all the money that they invest, it goes out twice as fast. Even if they live as long as a clone can live, like, if they don't get shot in battle, you're still only getting like 10 years of optimum operational That's service. Because in another 10 years, they're going to be 40. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's part of it too, that they know they're not going to last. They weren't made to last. That sucks.
Yeah.
Only Boba and Omega can last.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, Captain Rex and Gregor, they were still doing great.
Yeah.
As old people.
Yeah. But they definitely weren't like the young soldiers that could fight a war, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. Then, I liked her guards. Senator Chuchi's guards. They just looked really cool.
They have, like, cool little sunglass helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Helmets have sunglasses on the bottom, so when they're
all you see is, like, their lips. And it was just really cool.
Yeah.
And so Slip dies. He's dead. But he was talking about how he was gonna meet up with someone.
Right. Somebody who can get him out of this. Somebody who can hide him from the Empire. By the way, the assassin, and I was thinking it was Crosshair, and I was like, oh, his, like, armor is whack now. Like, it's not whack. Like, it looks fine. And now that I know it's not Crosshair, I'm like, oh, cool. But when I thought it was Crosshair, I thought Crosshair's other armor was better.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, man, this is what Crosshair looks like now? But now that I know it's not Crosshair, I'm just like, oh, cool, assassin clone guy. You know, but, like, I think I like Crosshair's helmet a lot better. This one had a little bit of, like, those Ventress bounty hunter helmet vibe.
I just liked
the,
like, helmet. That was it. I didn't care about, like, his whole outfit. I just like the helmet. I especially like the eyes.
You know what I do like, though? I like the clones, like, kickback vest jacket things. Like, all the clones at the bar were in these, like, weird little vests with, like, cool top stitching on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I like clone hangout clothes at the bar.
Casual
clones. And it's not just, like, remember when that used to happen and they would just be in their, like, black undersuit? Or their officer suits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Senator Chuchi and her, like, one guard are running away. But then the one guard dies, and I was very sad.
Yes.
And then Senator Chuchi gets saved by Captain Rex.
Yep, who stuns the assassin really cool. guy.
Yeah. Which I was very happy to see Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they take... He's like, I know where to take him. And he takes Chuchi, like, in the worst place. Like, the underground. Like, the also very unsafe place to be for a senator.
You know where they are, right?
The sisters.
Yep. I mean, that has to be it, right?
I mean, maybe.
He just says, a couple of friends of mine own this garage. They're gone for a bit. That's what it's got to be. Because later he... Because isn't he the one who puts them in contact with in the first season? Because they show up in the first season, remember?
Yes, but I don't know.
Okay. I think he's the connect. Because at first we were like, wait, how does he know them? Because, like, Ahsoka knows them, but he never met them. And I'm like, well, then she must have been like, bye, here's some of my friend's number in case you need a ship thing, person, sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag canon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
they reveal the assassin's face, and he's a clone. And they're like, oh, he's unmarked. He doesn't have any, like, identifying operating numbers. And I'm like, where was that? Was that, like, behind your ear? I don't remember seeing that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe, like, a chip?
Yeah, but I was, like, looking, because, like, he only takes the helmet off of his face, which exposes, like, 3/4 of his face.
Yeah, so they, like, searched everywhere before.
Where on his eyebrow is the clone's numbers identifiers? That you can clearly see.
They, like, totally stripped him and we just didn't know. They didn't let us see it.
Yeah. Because, like, I was waiting for it to be something, and, like, first it opens and it's not Crosshair, and I was like, oh. And then his haircut is like Cody's, but he doesn't have the scar, so I'm like, who is this guy?
And then Rex is
like, I was waiting for Rex to be like, how could you, Kix, or whoever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then Rex is like, oh, even I don't know him.
Yeah. But then he wakes up and he's, like, not talking. He's, like, very grumpy. He got caught.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, Rex is trying to, like, threaten him. And I was like, I think I know what's going to happen. But I don't know how it's going to work out because I don't know if Star Wars does that. I don't know if Star Wars do that.
Episode 2.
And,
Episode 2.
Yeah, and then he killed himself with a, like, what are they called?
You would call, like, in Earth, it's like the, like, suicide tooth with cyanide, but in Star Wars, he just, like, bites down and electrocutes himself, apparently.
Yeah.
And dies, but let's get the same idea. You know, wash it, Slimo.
Yeah. Well, she didn't kill herself, though. Django did it.
It was a Kamino saber dart. The funny little cuts on the side that give it away, Lizzie.
Sorry.
Your archive droids focus too much on symbols.
Yeah. Okay, so he does that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today.
USAA.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
And I believe that's the end of that episode. And then there's truth and consequences. Yeah. So, is Echo still in the room?
Echo's in the room now. Echo just returned. Return of the Echo.
Oh.
Lizzie, Echo goes where he's needed, right?
Aw. Yeah.
Okay, so it starts and like, what's her name? Omega's meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, what? Are you meditating like some kind of Jedi? She's like, Genji taught me. That doesn't work for me. And they're like, well, he's a Jedi, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What about you? You want to try it? I don't like solitude and quietness.
Yeah, clone solitude. You know? You get it?
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, that's why I'm here. That's why I came to da-da-da-da. They needed me. And this is where I belong.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, when I was making the notes, I was like, spoilers. He's like, this is where I fit, where I was needed.
Yeah.
Good times. And so they get the message and they're like, oh, Captain Rex, return of the king. And they're like, what's up, dog? And he's like, hey, can y'all help me out with this thing? I need you guys for a mission. All right, cool. What you want? What's the mission? I'll give you more intel when you get here. Where's here? Coruscant.
Coruscant. They're like, dang, Coruscant.
Coruscant, though? And then Omega's like, what's up with Coruscant? And Tech is like, well, it's the capital and like where the Empire is. But the Empire thinks we're dead. I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they go to Coruscant.
Yep. They didn't even, like, argue about it much either. They were just like, oh, okay, sure.
Well, he was like, oh, it's a stealth mission. Or he said something like, you know, Rex did say something like, this is a stealth mission or this is a covert mission or something like that.
Mm-hmm. To where, like, I think he said covert.
Yeah, he said something like that. And they were like, okay. All right, Rex, let's go. And then they get there to the wonderful garage. And they're like, look at this dead guy. His number's been wiped.
Yeah. I'm surprised they were like, here you go, Omega. Look at this dead guy. Mm-hmm. Look at him.
Okay, dead body cool? In the room. Everybody look at the dead guy. Crowd around. Crowd around, y'all.
Everybody crowd yeah. around. Yeah. And then, you know, Senator Chuchi's there and she's like, I want to fight for, like, you know, clone rights and blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to go and try to, like, stall the bill before it happens because the vote is like tomorrow. And so then Omega's like, I want to come.
Yeah. And well, they're basically like, you guys got to go get the proof. Cause she's like, well, they told me he has the thing on the Star Destroyer. So you guys sneak on there and do it. Meanwhile, I'll hold up the Senate.
Yeah. And so, Omega goes with her and like learns more about like government and like senator stuff.
Okay. But more importantly, gets a cool little senator
she helper does.
Outfit.
It's so cute.
And poncho.
And I'm confused how General Rampart didn't recognize her.
That's what I thought. He knows her, right?
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't really know her, but he saw her on Kamino for sure. Like, but I'm like, if you were on a planet with a bunch of dudes that looked alike and one tiny little girl. Well, maybe she has hair now. He's like, that's not her. She had this weird thing on her forehead. It didn't grow there. She took it off.
Yeah, I wonder.
Oh, her hair was much shorter. This is not her.
Yeah. So then, you know, this is the part where I thought it wasn't funny, but there's this meme. And it just reminded me of Omega, because Omega's like, oh, where's the one for the clones? And then, you know, Chi-Chi's like, oh, there is no, there's not, there's none. There's
oh, none. Right, right.
And then, you know, Omega's like, oh, why? And then she kind of explains it, not really. And I was like thinking of this one stupid, stupid meme that's like, bro, just found out about racism. That stuff's crazy. That's mean. And I don't know, it just reminded me of Omega, because it was just like Omega just finding out that people don't view clones as equals. And I think it was interesting because later, like, she just has no problem with telling people she's a clone. And, like, not that she should have a problem with it, but she's, like a special clone that right. people probably shouldn't know about. Like, it's better probably to keep it a secret. I don't know. I don't know. That was a weird part. But, okay. yeah, so Omega learns about racism against clones. And she says it's whack. We all agree. Yes, Echo says it's whack.
Echo says it's whack.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm just going to rewind real quick because Rampart does not remember her, but she sure as hell remembers Rampart.
Yeah, she does.
Like, I was and like... she's like mean mugging him the entire time. And all I can think of is she's doing the same thing her brother did when Obi-Wan shows up on Kamino. Don Wee's here. And then, like, he's just like, always a pleasure to meet a Jedi. And meanwhile, little Boba's like,
yeah, they're both like little like chihuahuas like ready Echo. To just pounce. Yeah. Okay.
He's sleeping, trying to. He's like, can you stop saying my name? I'm trying to, like.
Trying to sleep yeah. here. Hell no. We already discussed this whack.
Yes, yes. Have your rights.
And then they go and they meet the awful, like, former senator of Kamino. Oh, that's Clone Wars.
Wait, real quick.
I hate her.
There's a part with, she's kind of still talking to Bale and trying, like, he's kind of
getting
a few little...
He has, like, a droid.
Right, but this time when they meet, he does the, like, he's like, okay, like, have you found proof? And she's like, you know, I'm working on it. Okay, well, da-da-da-da. And then, what does she say? She says something. Let me find the little screenshot. You know, yeah, she's like, some associates are helping procure evidence. So he's like, good. Like, you know. And then that's when he's like, well, he's the one who suggests that, like, maybe you should talk to some of the senators who might know something. Like the ex-senator of Kamino.
Yeah.
And that's Halle Bertoni.
Yeah, that's when, I think that's when he says, follow the money, but I don't know if that was here or before.
I thought it was at the other one, but either way, he says that at some point. And then Halle Bertoni. But I was expecting a little more. I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting, because Halle Bertoni is kind of crap. And, like, not caring about her people at all or whatever. But then, like, it's almost like I thought that I was like, oh, maybe they would be. Maybe Halle Bertoni is very angry and, like, trying to come. Like, maybe Halle Bertoni would end up being a good ally in this. But Halle Bertoni was like,
she was. It doesn't matter. My people are dead.
She was not a good ally.
No.
She's like, yeah, whatever. And meanwhile, Omega's like, nah, you need some hate in your heart, son.
Yeah. She, and then she's like, I'm a clone. And then, you know, she's like, huh?
Gasp.
And I don't think that Omega should be talking about that. I don't know what, like, I don't know if it would be bad, but it feels like it would be bad. But also when she said that, I was like, oh no. But then nothing bad happened. Like, there was no, like, music or, like, Chuchi being like, oh, don't say that, or, like, anything. So I was like, oh, I guess she's fine. But
right.
But I
mean,
I don't know.
The point wasn't that she's a clone. She was just, I mean, she was, because she was like, it was basically, the point is, it was my home. I was there. I saw it happen. And I'm angry.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And, well, like, Halle Bertoni ends up being enough on their side that she's, like, hanging out in the little Senate pod by the next scene when they're at the senators making the accusations and stuff.
Yeah, they have, like, her word about the money that was being transferred no longer being going to the Kaminoans, like, months prior.
Yeah.
And Chuchi is like, yeah, like, it seems like you were planning this all along.
Yeah. Which, like, lines up with, like, remember when they go back to Kamino? They're like, not a lot of people here, huh? Like, it's awfully quiet, you know? So, like, they were kind of emptying the place and running it with a skeleton crew. Ha ha, get it. while they were getting ready to blow it up so they don't blow up all the clones. Which goes against your ideas.
I'm just saying that they could have blown up the ones that were part of it if they were trying to keep this a secret.
Oh, like blow up the whole thing and then crash the Venator?
Not that way, but yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think that they, to like secure the evidence and make sure that none of the clones do like bring it out, you know, they don't.
Okay. So while Omega is over there learning about Senate and politics and rude people, these guys, their mission, the rest of the Bad Batch, their mission is to go and get those logs as evidence. And like the Venator's like being, you know, refitted or whatever. So it's at these shipyards on Coruscant. And they're like... you know, so they're, like, trying to, like, sneak in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's, like, very much like a stealth mission that eventually goes wrong, as most stealth missions do.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really cool. Rex has, like, cool little underclothes. Like, I just like all, I like all these clothes. I'm gonna make... Like,
except for the assassin's cool... clothes.
No, just his helmet.
I liked his helmet.
I don't like the, like, diamond eye or something. I don't know. It's not like it was horrible. I like Crosshair's thin visor so much better. So like the whole time I'm watching it and thinking it's Crosshair, and I was like, why does he have two eyes now? One eye is so much better. What is wrong with you stormtroopers? Come on. Yeah. You know I like Mandalorian helmets. Look at Echo's visor. Look how rad that like little slit is.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that look.
I like the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not my thing. Hmm. So, and like Rex and Echo are talking, and he's like, so what, how did you find out? Oh, he's one of my contacts, da 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 da. Well, there's only a few of us, and we need all the help we can get, or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they like jump on a speeder that a droid is taking and hide underneath so that they can get there, and then Tech takes it over like a video game.
Which I think is funny, because I would be freaking out as that, that droid. Being like, why is it moving? Why is it moving without me touching it? It's yeah. like a Joy-Con drift, but yeah. A ship. Yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then they jump off, and then that droid's like, all right, whatever.
Everything's nothing fine happened. Now. Great.
Yeah.
So they get over to the ship, and they like sneak in, and Tech like. This is like another Tech, like Tech is getting all kinds because he's like, oh, I can do that. Like, oh, I can do that. Oh, and that was earlier. We missed that part earlier where, you know, Omega's like, oh, I'll help you or like whatever. And she's like, oh, you need Senate ID to get in the building. That won't work. And Tech's like, that won't be a problem.
Yeah, I got like, that.
That's all I do, son.
Yeah.
Which actually makes him very useful. So he's like hacking into the ship and it actually gives me like Galaxy's Edge flashbacks. Because when you're doing the little missions on the phone and you're like, ooh, I'm hacking stuff. Because he's always hacking it with his little iPad or whatever he has.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, ooh, I need my device so I can go hack things and do missions for Hondo.
Mm-hmm.
And Peekpa. Peekpa Hive, Peekpa. Rise up, rise up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And basically, when they get to the bridge, they can't access the whatever they need without, like, they basically have to turn on the power to the bridge. And they're like, mm-hmm. Well, that's going to set off the alert. Well, okay then. And then so like, you know, that's the part where Hunter turns to everybody and he's like, okay, we didn't fail the stealth mission, but we have to give up stealth to complete it. So everybody knows that? We didn't get caught.
We didn't get fail. Caught.
Yeah, I didn't get spotted. We have to turn on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did 100% of the stealth part. And it's done now. So now I can do the thing. Now we
for the record. Them.
For the record.
We did not lose.
So it's not my fault that I'm shooting these people to death. Oh no, that's me and Far Cry. They're just stunning them still.
Yeah. Yeah, so they make a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. They turn on all the lights.
Yeah. The clones start going over, and I just have this shot of V-Wings, because for some reason V-Wings start taking off, and I just think V-Wings look cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
I thought it was funny because they're making all this noise. They got all the information they needed, And then they were like, okay, we're going to get in the escape pod. And then Rex is like, we can't use the escape pods. And then Tech's like, I got this. And, like, blasts them off and, like, kind of steers it a little bit.
No, he goes, what does he say? He said something like, he's like, oh, but, like, they're shut down. So, like, there's no controls. You can't control them. And he's like, oh, I only need the launching mechanism to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. And then they land pretty close to where they're supposed to go. And then Tech is like, well, I was off by 6.4 meters.
Yeah. Not my best or whatever. Ben, just real quick earlier, like, they start moving the Venator. Like, as they're trying to escape, they, like, shoot off the engines of the big ship. And, like, everybody on the ground is like, ah! That's just entertaining to me. Continue.
Yeah. And they go and they meet Omega halfway, I guess. Like, outside of the Senator building, and Omega goes and runs and grabs or gives the info, the evidence to Senator Organa.
Yeah, so they like drive it up and drop it off to her and like run away, and then she runs it in. But here's what I was thinking. Okay, so she runs in and she passes it to Organa, right? And then he takes off in his little Senate pod, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that shot, you see her hand it to him. And then there's like a little like safety door that closes, and then the pod takes off. But the safety door is on his side. So on her side, she could just fall 1,000 feet onto the next Senate guy. Like if she trips or something. But yeah. I was like, they should put 2 safety gates there.
Yeah.
Like the one on the pod side should close so he doesn't fall out. And then there should also be one that closes for her too.
Just in case.
Just somebody get me the architect of the Senate building. You know,
they're not going to need it much longer anyway.
But meanwhile, like before all that, she's kind of Chuchi is in there and she's like, well, you were responsible for divert. Like she basically lays out the thing that he diverted Kaminoan funding and she had all this and like that's what happened. So she's like, I'm asserting that he blew it up on purpose. It wasn't an accident. It was destroyed and it wasn't Storm's. I assert that the Kaminoan cloning facilities were intentionally eliminated. You know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, who would do this? And then they were like, okay, where's your evidence? And then she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I move that she be dismissed and censured for, like, making these accusations.
Yeah.
And then that's when Bale gets a thing and, you know, Omega almost falls off the world.
Yeah.
And like I like how he, like, football passes it to her. He's just like, new evidence has come. And I thought he was going to play it, but he's like, here you go. He gives it to her and she, like, grabs it. You play it, girl.
Yeah. You take it.
That's entertaining to me. And it's, like, footage of the Venator blowing up stuff.
I didn't even realize it was just going to be full footage like that.
I mean, what did you think it was going to be? 72 laser blasts?
I have no idea. I just, like, it was just the entire, like, Kamino.
Yeah. It was like, the live stream.
Yeah.
It was the whole live stream. Whole ass live stream of them blowing up Kamino.
Yeah. So that was intense. Mm-hmm. So they show that footage, and then everyone's like, yeah. Like, everyone is like,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, oh my goodness. How dare they? And then Chancellor Palpatine comes up.
The floor opens up.
My God.
And this fool comes out of it.
And he's like, see, this is why we cannot trust the clones. They blindly follow orders.
Wow.
So let's just pass this bill.
Wow. Well, first he arrests Admiral Rampart, who was
following
orders.
Oh my gosh. Oof.
And I love,
that was
I just
rough.
Like, cause this is something that happens in real life too. When people start getting indicted, they start flipping on their homies.
Yeah.
So I just like the idea that he's like, nah, he told me to. Yeah. So, but chances are, I think Palpatine's going to make sure that he doesn't talk. I think we saw him getting arrested. I don't think he goes out of the building.
I would have just said Palpatine made me. Like, I'm going to die anyway. I might as well.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, who's going to believe you? But we'll see. So
but
he
then
did
it's
say,
a thought in people's
orders.
Heads.
I was following orders. Yeah. And Palpatine is very much, you will face the consequences of this treachery.
And all of these clones, how they blindly follow orders, and they are being decommissioned. That's why we need even more security. Heralded by stormtroopers. Yay! Says everybody. Yay! And they're like, God damn, he's good at speeches. And he twisted the whole thing around on it. Can you believe this dude?
Yeah.
And we had him dead to right. I even showed the evidence. And, like, he literally took that evidence and was like, yep, this bad.
Yeah, but
how did we not see that coming?
It's such a, like, well, because Omega was saying all this. She was so, like, confused on how it all happened, which is, like, mm-hmm. very, you know, very realistic. Because, you know, when you're little, you're told, like, yeah, if you do things right, you know, the this, yeah, America, or, like, your country is great. And then you find out it's not great. And you're like, what? Why? But he did this thing. He should be punished. Why is he not being punished? Like, it's... I understood Omega's frustrations mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. It was very real. Very like, yeah, why didn't this... Why didn't we win? What?
I like even that Rex is like, man, yeah, well, you know what? Palpatine was a whole step ahead in front of us during the war, so, you know, he's still up ahead of us.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they need Benoit Blanc.
It's just dumb.
But yeah, that was... must have been very frustrating. And probably just is very frustrating. But
so they, like, completed their mission, but they have, like, helped ensure that the... You know, now the bill passed, like, unanimously, because, like, now everybody's, you know... Palpatine showed up, showed his whole face.
Yeah.
And did the thing. But Chuchi is like, I'm going to keep fighting for the clones.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, all right. Later, Echo. You let us know if you need anything.
Yeah, no one was going to tell her.
Everybody knew.
Like, that was mean.
Think so?
I think so. I mean, no one told her, like... Obvious, I don't know. Like, I would have been mad. I would have been like, why didn't no one tell me?
I mean, I think she doesn't need to know ahead, especially when they're doing missions and stuff. You know, maybe that was something they talked about on the ship when they were over there doing the mission.
Yeah, I was still mad. I would have been mad.
His glove matches her little undershirt.
I don't care. That was mean.
That is all. Goodbye, mm-hmm. Echo. He's going where he's needed, Lizzie. He had to go. And this is another thing that I was thinking, and I don't know if I said this on a podcast, but because we were all wondering, like, okay, are they going to, like, go in the Hunter direction and, like, stay away from everything, or they're going to go the Echo direction and, like, get involved? And I kept saying, like, they don't have to, like, it could be, like, they split up. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I said that on the podcast, but I was definitely thinking it, and it looks like Echo is going to help where he's needed. And the rest of the guys are going to do whatever.
The boy band split up.
But I like the idea that, like, there's, like what Quinlan Vos is, in theory, is doing for the Jedi. Like, these guys are doing for the clones. You know what I mean? Like, you have Chuchi, you have a senator in the Senate who's trying to, like, fight for their rights on that side. Then you have Rex and Echo who are, like, trying to get these guys out and get in contact with them and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like that idea. It's interesting to me, and I wonder if that means that, like, you know, in the future of the show, are we gonna get episodes that are like all about Echo and Rex, and all about, you know, one episode that's all Crosshair, one episode that's all Echo and Rex, one episode that's all, you know, Hunter, Wrecker, Omega, and Tech now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, because now we have the Bad Batches, like, spread out a little bit more, and then she gives him a little hug.
Yeah, just a little hug.
And it's basically the same. This is the same animation as, like, when Waxer and Boyle were, like, rescuing the little girl and she gave them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the exact same, but except you couldn't see their faces because I think they had the... Oh, no, he took off his helmet, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because it's like, it looks like the same expression. Anyway. Just goodbye, Echo.
Sad.
Yeah, that's right. Omega's sad, too.
Yeah, But I was even sadder.
He's got to do what he's got to do, man. Got to let people live their life. Sometimes they decide they just want to go away and go far away from you. And you have to let them go. Right, Lizzie?
I'm literally coming back in, like, August.
Mm-hmm. You've been gone for, like, 3 years.
And you can, like, do so much good and get discounts and things.
Catch me at that sports bar. Another round!
Mm-hmm.
Want a cup of Jawa juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you... These were really good episodes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you like more?
I mean, the one with the Bad Batch, obviously. But, like, the other one really laid the... all the other stuff. Oh, I don't know. I like... the way I was thinking about it, it was feeling very much like a... I mean, obviously, like a Clone Wars episode, but it also was, like, a little dangerous, almost like the Mon Mothma scenes in Andor. How you're, like, worried that they're going to get caught. You know what I mean? Like, there was a little bit of that tension there, too, that I liked. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Senator Pamlo was, like, a good chance for me to, like, point at the TV like Leo. be like, that's right, I know her. What is she proposing? So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like these episodes a lot.
What do you think is going to happen
now?
Made
me sad.
Oh, what is... The next episode is called The Crossing.
The Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
You think Crosshair is no longer going to have hair?
He's just The Cross.
The Crossing.
Okay. Okay. I mean, first of all, he already doesn't have hair.
He has some hair.
He does not have hair. He has, like, weird pepperoni skin on, like, the side of his head.
He has hair?
Does he?
Right? Yeah.
I didn't.
Here. Oh, okay. I have to put Bad Badge, otherwise just a cross. I'm pretty sure he has hair. Yeah, he has hair.
Okay.
Why did you think he was bald? I mean, it's shorter. In the last episode of, like, season one. Does he have hair in this one? Maybe.
Well, he's bald at some point when he gets the chip taken out, I'm guessing. And after
maybe
he gets his head
no
burned
longer.
Up.
No, I think in... Hold on. No.
But
confused.
I thought in season two he didn't have any hair, but maybe you're right.
Maybe he has a little bit of hair. Maybe it's, like, shaved. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, not gone, but it's gone.
Gone-ish.
Season two. Yeah, it's, like... It's like, Well, I'm just saying he has no hair now, so it's just crossing. Cross.
Okay.
Anyway, I do not know. I kind of hope, even though I really don't like Crosshair, kind of hope we see more of Crosshair, because, well, like, we haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious to see if anything's going to happen with him. Like, now he sees that, like, okay, we've already seen that he's, like, all alone and nobody likes him.
Yeah.
And, like, the only guy who wanted to work with him on a mission left. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, what's next for him? Is he just going to work there until he's decommissioned and not have rights? Or is he going to, like, hook up on the Rio Chuchi side and be like, hey, maybe could you get me a nice retirement bonus so I could have a little place right outside the Rishi Maze or something?
Well, do you know, like, do you think he's going to be, like, because I'm still confused on the whole, like, believer, like, thing of clones? Like, if maybe he just is going to be one of them? Like, I can't tell if that believer clone is, like, one of those weirdos that, like, still believes in this corrupt government and they still fight for them or whatever. Or if they're just reprogrammed.
Who is a believer? Oh, this
the
guy,
assassin.
This assassin guy? Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It definitely seems like something's happening there. Maybe it is some kind of brainwashing, or maybe they just, like, remove their identifying marks so that they, mm-hmm. almost like a secret police, you know? Like a very Gestapo kind of something like that. Assassins?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that was, like, maybe that's one of the things that you remember Mazamita's like, well, make sure it can't be traced back to us. You know what I mean? And he's like, I'll just remove the, like, stuff from these clones. And I'm like, but they're still clones. Like, Like, clones, you like, you can't identify which clone it is, but you're like, it's a clone. Maybe it was that Rampart guy. I don't know. But I wonder if it's something like that and how he just has, you know, secret clones? Secret clone police? Assassins? Well, not anymore, right?
Well, unless they have more of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's going to happen to them now? If he's got another, if he's got a little group of secret assassin clones, and nobody knows about him. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen? Because I, like, again, I just want to see a bit of Crosshair, but also I want to see more tech.
I mean,
I don't know. I hope that everyone has their own episode.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, like I hope we get something like that. I definitely want to catch up with Crosshair, even though, of course, he's wrong. He's not a good person. He deserves a lot of what he's got and coming to him. But I still am interested to see where his story goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Echo, I am very interested to see where his story goes, because that's the story that's going to be all about, like, helping people and finding, you know, what are they fighting for and what are they doing? And then I'm actually, I think the one with most open-ended is, like, what are Hunter and Omega and Wrecker and Tech going to do? Are they just going to keep working for Cid till they save up enough money to buy a little other bar? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, what are they doing? They want to get away from everything. And every episode with them is like, if you guys score on this, then you can just retire. And then they can hide out somewhere. Which they probably can, because Tech is really good at making ID chips.
Yeah.
But that also means he would be instrumental in, if he were to go with Echo and Rex, like, he could help all of his people.
You know, I mean,
he's like Jin. He's really good at making fake ID chips.
Or he can be a really, really good racer and just get money through that. And he just becomes a professional racer.
They were like, we got to lay low. And then they were like, 1 hour later, Tech on Space ESPN.
Just saying, that could be cool. He could just be like, you know what? I'm just gonna race. That was fun.
It's a me, Tech.
Look, I made my own little racer. I have my own little outfit and everything. Got jeans on.
I'm getting this one in the Boon to
Jeans
Eve.
And a jean jacket with my little name on it.
Right. Embroidered.
Yes. Tech. Just Tech.
He went to the shop and the guy was like, is it just Tech? That's it? Okay, I mean, I guess we'll find out soon enough, but this was a doozy of a season, mid-season thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they gave me two episodes, because otherwise I would have been very sad if they just gave me one of them.
I mean, they usually do that. I'm glad they gave it both at once, right? That you didn't have to wait a week to see what happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm a little impatient, and especially impatient when there's, like, a cliffhanger.
Interesting. I've never heard that before.
It's new.
Interesting. Okay.
You know.
Haven't seen any signs of it or anything.
No.
Nah, not at all.
Definitely didn't inherit it from anyone. No.
No history of impatience in the family. Definitely not. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do like a 23 in me. It'll be like, you are 72% impatient.
I do think I want to do that. But also I'm worried that it's going to be like a little bit part Spanish. I'll be like, no.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do any of that stuff. I don't want the government having none of my bloods. Nuh-uh.
They have your blood.
They already have my Facebook. They can't have my bloods.
They have your bloods.
They don't even know my blood type. I don't even know my blood type.
You donated blood.
Ah, crap. I thought I was donating it to people that needed it, man.
Nah, it was all for the government. To study you. To make more of you.
To make secret clone assassins.
What are you? A Sal believer.
It's going to be a whole bunch. It's going to be an army of good-looking dreadlocked people out there walking around, killing people with their excessive skills. It's going to be all my fault.
Why'd you go Midge Hedberg for a second?
No, it's actually from a movie called Gentleman Broncos.
I have not watched that.
You should.
Hmm. Did you watch The Menu?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I haven't watched anything. But,
you should watch it.
Yeah, I know. I want to. And I need to hurry because we only got like one more month of HBO.
Yeah.
And
Don't we need another month for Last of Us or no?
I thought it was only 6 episodes, you said.
I think it's 9.
Oh, if it is, then we might need another month.
Yeah. Well, pretend that you have less time and watch Menu.
Well, when the... Oh, yeah. I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, that is a podcast. Why don't you do your plugs before you forget and blame me?
The plugs is wherever you're listening to the Rogue Rebels, you can listen to Star Wars Geek Girl. We are also catching up with Star Wars Geek Girl. We're also catching up with Bad Batch, but we also have different viewpoints and stuff. So listen to both. Listen to both. Just saying. It's very good. There's StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Our social medias is usually SWGeekGirl or at StarWarsGeekGirl. And we're still on Hive, but Zoe has said that Hive doesn't really work lately. Yeah. There we go.
Did you cry at the end of the second episode?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Okay. Then I am definitely going to want to listen to Star Wars Geek Girl.
Yeah. I did cry. Because I was like, wait. Because everyone was like, all right, see ya, Echo. And I was like confused, like Omega. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. And
what
then
does
I cried.
Mean, see ya.
What does that mean?
What did he say? See ya.
Yeah. And then, you know, Echo was like, take care of them. Keep an eye on them. And I was like, And then, like, Omega runs into the ship and, like, I don't know why I was going to call him Hanzo. Hunter, patted her back, like, brought her inside. And then she was sad and she was holding Luna. Luna?
Your little broom.
Lulu? Yeah. Yeah. That made me sad more.
Just, like, this is apropos of nothing, but in the Star Wars comics, like, Holdo is in them right now. And so it's, like, young Holdo and young Leia kind of, like, rocking stuff at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm enjoying that.
How old is Leia right now?
This is before Return of the Jedi. The comics right now are taking place before Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I was talking about Bad Batch.
Oh, no. In Bad Batch, she would be...
She's, like, baby?
Yeah, she's literally just born. Remember, she's born at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
That's what I figured. I was season one of Bad Batch. Just baby.
She is as old as Omega's hair is long.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you cry?
No, I was very much like, as soon as I heard him say, like, you need anything, you call us. And I was like, that's right. That's right, Echo. You go do what you gotta do. You go have purpose in that life, son. You go help the people you can help. I was like, Echo, save who you can save.
While holding Echo?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Mom Echo cry? Did Axel cry? Anyone else cry? Just me?
No, but they were sad. Just you.
Okay. Probably Zoe then.
I was the only one that wasn't sad because I was like, that's where you need to be. That's where you're needed, Echo.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely come listen to Star Wars Geek Girl about how we cried, probably, for this episode.
Sometimes you gotta let people go, Lizzie.
Yeah. But then it's like a little baby, and she's losing a dad.
She's the oldest!
But she's a little baby.
She's the big sister.
She's like a baby mentally. Yeah, but she lost a dad. She lost a big brother.
Okay.
It's sad.
Okay, sad.
Just saying. Especially because he was just talking about, he was like, yeah, I knew I belonged here. Anyway, see ya.
That's not what he said. He said, oh, that's, you know, that's why I came here, because, you know, I went where I was needed. And then Rex is like, yeah, man, it's tough to find good help. We need a lot of people. It's thin out there. And that's where I was like, oh, that's where he's needed.
Yeah.
So I kind of saw it coming. And I've also seen it coming for a few episodes. Because he's been wanting to do more. And now he has a chance to do more. He wants to help his brothers.
Yeah.
Like, he came over here because he
Even though they were jerks to him.
Yeah, they were jerks. They're more of jerks to Crosshair, but he deserves it.
Yeah.
We don't even have lunch with Crosshair. Echo has one hand, and they're like, let's sit with him. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Crosshair sitting next to them, and they're like, get out of here. Let's go get some more soup.
Yeah.
All right. All
right. Well, you didn't have to call me out like that.
Oh, well. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Right? Feels like a thing.